It's a warm, sunny day, and you're out relaxing by the local pool. You lounge in a deck chair, book in hand, sitting in the shade of a small building which houses the showers and the locker rooms. There's not many people out today. Mostly kids from around the neighborhood. Several groups of children run and play around the pool, their inattentive mothers and babysitters tanning nearby, more concerned with their own conversations than the little ones. You try to ignore the kids as well, but one in particular prevents you from focusing on your book. She's clearly a preteen girl, no older than 8 or 9, with short brown hair and a toned athletic body. She almost looks like a boy, her nearly flat chest and firm ass only hinting at the feminine curves she'll eventually develop. It's only her swimsuit that makes it clear she's a little girl. She's clad in a bright pink one-piece. The smooth, glittery blend of polyester and spandex, unmistakably designed for a cute preteen girl. Several Disney princesses pose across its surface. A pair of thin, elastic spaghetti straps, keeping them pinned to her mostly flat chest. The girly swimsuit sports a frilly band of fabric around the waist and somewhat resembles a skirt, though it's far too short to hide anything, letting everyone see the triangle of fabric that hangs between her legs like a pair of panties. The adorable swimsuit wouldn't be that distracting if not for the fact that it was clearly a couple sizes too big. Every few moments, one of the thin elastic shoulder straps would slide off her arm, briefly exposing one of the tomboy's pink, preteen nipples. Even more distracting, though, was the swimsuit's crotch. It hung loosely between her legs, sagging with wetness every time she left the pool, which was often. The little girl kept going back to the diving board, walking past you each time she did. The bottom of her pink one-piece swinging back and forth with each step, giving you peeks at the hairless baby pussy that it was supposed to be keeping hidden. That was too much for a pervert like you to resist. Your eyes unable to look away from the teasing sight of a half-naked third-grade tomboy, strutting about in a pretty pink swimsuit, flashing her most private areas as she giggled with her cute, childish voice. You're so focused on her underage body that you don't even realize she started staring back at you. It's not until she abandons the diving board and starts walking straight to you that you realize you were being so blatant. "Hey there, mister," she says, standing over you with a sassy grin on her face, one hand planted on her slender waist. "I've noticed you keep looking at me. Is it because of my swimsuit?" she asked, crossing her arms as she talks, shifting her weight from one foot to the other. Your eyes instinctively dart down at the pink fabric between her legs as she does, the crotch shifting ever so slightly, giving you a peek at her puffy preteen mound. She grins wider at your reaction, holding back a giggle. "My daddy said this might happen. He's the one that told me to wear this. He thinks it makes me look super cute," she says, her hands coming uncrossed as she pushes them sensually against her chest and slowly slides them down. "It's silky smooth and pink, just like me. And this frilly part looks kind of like a skirt, except it's way too short," she says, grabbing the frilly band of fabric and lifting it up. "I mean, if this were my skirt, you'd be able to see my panties, mister," she says, unable to resist a little giggle this time. "You know, it's funny, mister. My mommy says it's naughty for little girls to show men their undies, but then she bought me this, and it shows off just as much as my panties do," she says, sliding her hands down to her athletic preteen thighs. "I mean, you can see everything. My smooth, creamy legs. My cute little baby butt. Even the outline of my smooth, little, 8-year-old pussy." The girl giggles louder at your reaction, her hips quivering slightly in excitement. "What's wrong, mister? You look all flustered," she says with a teasing tone. "There's no need to be nervous. My daddy told me all about perverts like you. He said I should be super nice to them, because most of them are just poor, frustrated pedos with no little girls to shoot their cummies into." As you sit in stunned silence, the girl puts her hands behind her head and takes a step forward, her legs touching the side of your chair. "Is that true, mister? You don't have a cute daughter at home to help drain your balls?" As you shake your head no, she starts rocking her hips gently. "Really? That sucks, mister. My dad starts aching if he goes one day without fucking me. I bet yours must hurt pretty bad, huh? Getting teased by all the little girls at the pool. They're smooth kitty cunnies hidden behind those cute swimsuits. Here, mister. Let me help," she says, bringing her hands down to her hips without the slightest hesitation. The little girl hooks a finger into the crotch of her swimsuit and pulls the fabric to the side, completely exposing her hairless 8-year-old pussy. Despite the claims of daily sex from her daddy, it looks as smooth and tight as any underage virgin. Little more than a tiny slit and a mound of pale flesh. "Here you go, mister. You can stare at my preteen pussy all you want," she says, sporting a wicked grin. "I don't mind. I kind of like it, actually," she adds, blushing slightly, as she brings her free hand to her face and begins nibbling on one of her fingers. "It gets me all wet and tingly, mister. Showing my cute little cunny to some dirty pervert. They always get so excited seeing a grade school pussy up close." I can tell you're getting excited, too," she says, her eyes transfixed on your bulging swimsuit. "Go ahead and take it out," she suggests, still gently swaying her hips. As you slide your trunks down and reveal your hard cock to the slutty little girl in front of you, you notice her eyes glazing over with lust, her jaw loosening instinctively and her tongue flicks out to tease the finger on her lower lip. "Oh, fuck," she whispers, her hips rocking a little faster. "Jerk it for me, mister. I want to see it," she says, gasping slightly as you fulfill her request. "Oh, yeah. That's it. Don't worry. No one can see you with me standing in the way. Just looks like we're having a chat. Nothing naughty. No one can tell that you're jacking off to a third grader's cunny. They might even think you're my daddy. Wow, mister. Your dick really jumped when I said that. You like it when I call you daddy, don't you? I guess you can be my daddy then. At least for today. And I'll be your naughty little girl." Your moans are enough of an answer for her. Slutty preteen grinning for a moment at the reaction. I'm glad you like it. Now come on, daddy. Jerk that cock for me. Show your baby girl how much you love seeing her smooth 8-year-old pussy. She quivers more, her hand moving down from her lip to rub one of her tiny chest bumps, teasing her nipple through the swimsuit as she gets more excited. Fuck, that's hot, daddy. I want it inside me so bad. Just thinking about it makes me wet, she says, the hand on her nipple sliding south, over her flat tummy and that pink microskirt, to settle on her little slit. Without a word, she begins rubbing herself, the girl's glistening finger coaxing her clitty out of its hiding spot. The tan tomboy rubbing that nub in steady circles as she watches you masturbate. The kitty slut begins moaning in a low, lusty voice, trying to turn you on with sounds she knows from experience turn men on. "Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it, daddy. Yeah. Don't stop. Getting more worked up with each passing moment, a clear glaze of wetness forming on her inner thigh. The preteen's moans becoming more genuine as she continues to play with herself. I need to get closer, Danny. Please, let me feel it. Your little girl wants to feel it, Danny. She moans out as she raises a leg up onto your deck chair and pushes her hips forward. Her breathing growing heavier as she brings her bare pussy right up to your throbbing cock. Her hips shake with lust as her puffy preteen cunt makes contact with your rock-hard dick, the smooth lips of her hairless slit feeling like soft, silky pillows as they caress the head of your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Danny. Danny, it's so warm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can feel her wetness as she begins grinding her kitty pussy on your sensitive dick. The little slut eagerly humping against you, occasionally pushing your tip against her pink folds, teasing you with the possibility of penetration. Yeah, yeah, that's it, Danny. Tease my little cunny with your big nasty dick. Rub your cock all over my plump little pussy. Make me leak like a dirty little whore. Her eyes focused entirely on your dick now, jaw hanging loose, the cute tomboy almost salivating as she watches your hardness rub across her most private areas. You want it so bad, mister? She says with a hint of frustration, furrowing her brow as she pushes her hips more aggressively. For a few seconds, she grinds away at you, her childish voice whimpering like a pent-up bitch in heat. Only my real daddy is supposed to fuck me, though. She whines, sounding for a moment like an petulant child she is, desperate for something she knows she shouldn't have. You can't go in, but you can still come on me, right? Yeah? All hesitation leaves the little girl's voice as she realizes the loophole in her daddy's rules, her pussy glistening with renewed wetness at the idea of being creamed on, the horny preteen rubbing her clit faster and harder as she begins rambling. Oh, yeah, Daddy, that's what I want. Come for me. Come all over my kitty, please. I want to see it. Shoot that hot load all over my 8-year-old pussy. Make a big, sticky mess on my smooth preteen clit. Oh, you can spurt some on my pink little swimsuit, too. I don't care. She says this as her other hand relaxes slightly, the crotch of her one-piece sliding partially back into place so that your dick is now sandwiched between the warm flesh of a child's pussy and the silky smooth fabric of her girly swimsuit.
That's it. Come for me. Oh, fuck, Danny. Danny, make a mess all over my pussy. That's it. That's it. Oh, come for me, Daddy. Come for your sexy little baby slut.
As you begin to climax, her eyes go wide. The hand on her clit speeds up, the slutty girl rubbing herself in small, frantic circles. Her hips quiver in delight, and she starts humping your dick hard, trying to get as much of your semen on her and in her as possible. Nesting her hole right up against your tip, she ensures that a few spurts go up into her tight pink folds, warming her already wet insides. The sensation of your cum inside her is too much for the naughty tomboy to bear. With a gasp, she starts to cum as well, moaning almost too loudly as her hips shake wildly with pleasure. The erratic movements rub your dick all around her pussy, sending subsequent spurts of semen cascading across the crotch of her pink swimsuit and even up her flat tummy. When you finally finish spurting, the little girl in front of you is a lewd mess. The space between her legs is glistening with wetness, your fresh seed dripping from her puffy cunny and mixing with her own girly juices. Little rivers of the two mingling as they run down her athletic thighs. More noticeable, though, are the pearl-white globs of semen spattered across the crotch of her girly one-piece. Milky, white adult cum, providing a stark contrast to the childish pink elastic that barely covers her prepubescent form.
"Oh, wow, mister. You were really pent up, huh?"
she asks, finally letting go of her swimsuit, letting the tiny triangle of fabric shift back into place over her pussy, the material slightly darkening as it begins to absorb the cum dripping from it.
"Looks like you made a nasty mess all over my cute Disney swimsuit," she adds, looking down at her body, eyes darting from one cum stain to the next.
More than a few of the cartoon princesses sporting partial facials.
There's some on my chest, some on my tummy, a whole bunch between my legs,
she says, running her hands sensually over her smooth body, massaging the cum into the latex of her swimsuit before taking notice of the mess on her hands.
"Look at that, Daddy."
Giggling, she drops the cum on her tiny hands before bringing it up to her mouth. With a devilish grin, she looks you straight in the eye and then slides two fingers between her lips, her childish voice letting out a perverse moan as she samples your sperm.
It's so yummy, mister. I love the taste of warm cummies. Makes me feel tingly,
she says, wiggling her hips slightly as she rubs her fingers over her lips, her gaze drifting down to your crotch briefly and then back up to your face.
You want more, don't you, Daddy?
She says with a smirk.
I can tell. You're such a dirty pervert, she adds,
her grin turning into a soft, daughterly smile as she chirps.
Here, tuck your thingy back in your trunks and come with me.
Grabbing your hand, she urges you up from your seat, bouncing on her toes like an excited child eager to play a game.
Come on, come on. Don't worry about the cum stains, mister. No one will notice them.
Not everyone is a pervert, you know.
Most people don't look at little girls like you do, staring between their legs for a peek at their naughty bits, she says with a giggle. All anyone will see is a big daddy leading his cute daughter into the changing rooms.
No big deal, she continues, her voice not even lowering as the two of you walk past running kids on your way to the family changing room. The small private room which sits between the two gendered locker rooms is a little more than a bathroom with a bench. It's an area for mothers to take their sons and fathers to take their daughters. Like lockers, it's a windowless place of concrete and stone, clean and dry from complete disuse.
Quick, Daddy, lock the door behind you. I want a taste. Pull your shorts back down and let me see that big cock up close,
the sassy tomboy says, licking her lips as she bounces on her toes, the little skirt around her waist flopping with her movements. You can barely get your swim trunks past your thighs when she steps forward and grabs your half-hard cock, stuffing it into her 8-year-old mouth like she was desperate for the taste. She moans as she starts slurping on your penis, working the shaft with her hand while she sucks on the head eagerly. With how small she is, the grade school slut doesn't even have to kneel down to pleasure you. The sexy preteen merely bending at the waist, sticking out her little butt so you can enjoy the sight of her pink-clad ass while you receive her kitty blowjob. She says before popping your dick from her mouth.
Just stand there against the door and relax, Daddy. Let your little girl clean all the cummies off your dick. I want you to get nice and hard again, she adds,
before sliding back down on your shaft, bobbing her head like an experienced porn star. Panting with lust, the little tomboy pops your dick out of her mouth again. Still jerking your shaft with her warm hands, she looks up at you with eager eyes.
Isn't it naughty, Daddy? Looking down and seeing a third grader playing with your cock. I'm the perfect size, too. It's like little girls were made to suck dicks, she says with a giggle. I bet you want more, though. Yeah, it's not enough just to get sucked off. You want to fuck me, don't you? You naughty pervert, she says, before sticking out her pink tongue. The little slut playfully licking up your shaft like it's a lollipop. My real daddy says only he can use my pussy. But you can fuck my ass if you want, mister, she says, gasping then giggling like mad as she feels your cock react to her suggestion. That made you really excited, didn't it? You dirty man, wanting to fuck little kids in the butt. You know you can get in trouble for that. She continues to giggle as she teases you, but from the way her hips are gyrating, you can tell she's just as excited as you are. Her tight ass wiggles back and forth. Her slightly oversized swimsuit continues to shift on her body, giving you peeks at her pussy that you came on moments earlier. Her smooth slit still glistens with globs of semen, though her own wetness seems to be overpowering it. The naughty girl even more turned on than she was before. With one final lick, she reluctantly breaks away from your meaty dick, taking a moment to eye it hungrily before dashing to the opposite wall of the bathroom. A short changing bench sits there, and with a little hop, she stands easily on the wooden seat. Putting her hands against the wall, she crouches slightly, sticking her firm bottom out towards you like some preteen stripper in a lewd photo shoot. Looking back at you over her shoulder, the athletic little tomboy grins and shakes her rear, the skirt of her swimsuit bouncing seductively, teasing you with her firm bottom as she presents it for fucking. She doesn't even have to say anything. At this point, it's obvious what the underage slut wants. Everything about her body language screams at you to sodomize her. The way she arches her back like a bitch in heat. The way she spreads her legs for stability. The inviting look in her seductive eyes all tell you that this little butt slut wants to feel your cock bottom out inside her asshole. Unable to resist, you quickly cross the space to meet her. One hand going to the back of her neck, making the preteen gasp as she's pushed against the cool wall. Your other hand grabs the crotch of her pink one-piece and yanks it aside, exposing her lily-white ass for the first time. Though the rest of the athletic swimmer is firm and tan, her perky bottom is soft and pale, her flat ass cheeks clenching so tight you can't even see her little kitty butthole. Soon enough, though, you can feel it. You slip your cock between those warm butt cheeks and grind into the grade schooler until you locate the entrance of her tightest hole. Your cockhead nestling against that preteen pucker. Her eyes go wide as she feels your thickness pushing against her back door. Her voice letting out a series of childish whimpers. Her lips mouthing something you can't quite make out. It's almost as if she's afraid. The memory of some prior anal pain drifting into the forefront of her young mind as her smooth athletic legs quivering in nervous anticipation. Despite that, though, she still pushes her hips back against you, her body eager for penetration, even if her mind is having second thoughts. You feel her whole flexing against your hardness as she bounces against you, wanting the penetration that only you can deliver. Seconds later, you give her what you both want, thrusting hard against the little slut until you force the tip of your cock past her anal ring, 2 inches of adult dick sliding into her asshole all at once. The young girl gasps and begins breathing heavy, her mouth hanging open, her eyes lose focus and stare off into the distance. Daddy, my butt, I... She tries to stammer out, but your continued pressure silences her words. Instead, all that comes out is a long, drawn-out moan. Half pain, half pleasure. Her voice cracking a bit as you slide deeper and deeper into her colon, filling her up with your adult cock. With each inch, the little girl seems to feel it more intensely, her moans coming out in shuddering gasps as tears begin streaming down her cheeks. You see her eyes narrow. The underage whore is almost looking confused as to how your adult dick is fitting inside her prepubescent bottom. Eventually, though, you get every last inch inside her. The sensation is clearly overwhelming her childish frame. The little girl's eyelids flutter as your hips push against her flat ass, saliva dripping from her
open mouth as your belly is teased by her swimsuit skirt. Her asshole squeezes the base of your cock in random intervals, sucking at your shaft as you feel every inch of your dick massaged by a tight, clenching 8-year-old butt. For a moment, you both just stand there, enjoying the sensation of balls deep penetration, her little body shuddering against your much larger frame, pleasure and pain forcing cute mules from her high-pitched voice. And then, as if some hidden switch was flipped, you both begin humping against each other. At first, the movements are shallow, her asshole clenching so tightly that all you can really do is grind lustfully into the cleft of her pale bottom. Soon enough, though, you're fucking her properly. A couple of inches sliding from her tight butt with each thrust, the girl eagerly meeting each one. Soon, the family changing room echoes with the wet slaps of flesh on flesh, the steady claps of hips against ass as you pound the little tomboy slut into the wall. Each thrust is punctuated with a cry from the little whore, her cute voice moaning out lewdly whenever your thick cock slides back up her baby butt. For a while, she meets each thrust eagerly, her slender hips pushing into your dick. Looking down, you see that pink one-piece framing her ass, the silky fabric sliding alongside of your cock as you plow deep into her hard. Below, her athletic legs work hard to bounce her 8-year-old butt against you, those tan muscles flexing as she humps back onto her daddy's dick. The longer the perverse sodomy goes on, though, the less energy she can muster to please you. And as your pounding really begins in earnest, she starts going lax, her child-sized mind and body overwhelmed by the adult-sized helping of anal dicking. Before long, it's only your hands and dick supporting her tiny body. And not just because the pleasure has turned her legs into jelly. Your pounding was so rough and eager that you pushed her up against the wall, her tiptoes just barely touching the bench she was standing on. The young girl's body is so light that you can easily hold her up, though, and being used like an anal sex toy only seems to make the baby slut more excited. The teasing preteen looks like a bitch in heat as you fuck her ass against the wall, her eyes going cross and her tongue hanging out as she pants and grunts with animal ecstasy. Soon her legs start kicking desperately as you pound her towards a rough anal orgasm, her squeals going higher and higher in pitch as her asshole starts spasming around your cock, clenching on your shaft in hard, irregular patterns, frantically stroking your thick cock as her hairless pussy begins to come. You see her legs go straight as it happens, her mouth frozen in a wide O as wetness literally drips from her pussy, the oversexed child experiencing a lewd anal orgasm. The sights and sounds of a grade school butt slut getting off on adult dick is enough to send you over the edge as well. Soon your balls deep in her again, holding her against the wall as you force a fresh load of cum right up her tight little 8-year-old butt. The cute tomboy squeals in pleasure as she feels your seed filling up her bottom, the preteen whore wiggling her ass against you as she finds her voice once again. Oh yeah, daddy, fill me up. Dump your cummies deep in my 8-year-old ass. That's it, daddy. Give me every last drop. Make my little bottom sore. Make it so I leak cum into my swimsuit all day. Oh, yeah. You finish depositing a load into the little girl's colon and then pull your cock out, the softening shaft producing a wet squelch as it pops out of her recently fucked asshole, bringing with it a mess of semen. Globs of hot white cum spurt from her violated ass, some of it splattering across her preteen pussy, while the rest runs in rivers down her athletic thighs. You witness her prepubescent butthole gape for a split second before tightening up once more, returning to a firm, virginal pucker before the bottom of her one piece slides back into place. With the pink fabric blocking your view, you hear rather than see what happens next. With a grunt and a lewd noise, the kitty butt slut ejects a few more dollops of cum from her butt, her ass cheeks quivering as a dark spot forms on the seat of her swimsuit, a bit of the wetness leaking through the pink fabric before running down her legs like the rest. Turning to face you, the little girl grins, She's sweaty, and her short hair is a mess. One of the shoulder straps of her one piece has slid down to reveal a flat 8-year-old titty, but she does nothing to conceal it. Instead, she plops down on the bench, letting out a pained grunt as her sore bottom hits the hardwood, followed by childish giggling as the lake of cum pooling in her swimsuit begins squishing out of the leg holes, making her feel even more messy. Looking up at you once more, the sexy preteen speaks one last time.
That was fun, mister, she says. You pent-up perverts are the bestest. Feel free to rate my tight little bottom whenever you want to, all right? I'll let you be my daddy anytime.
Seeing your cock twitch in excitement, the naughty girl giggles one more time. She reaches up to grab your shaft, stuffing it back into her 8-year-old mouth without a word, and letting out cute moans as she cleans the cum from your dick.